Because they share non chas.
קופץ איכו ונמנויים לתויכום כולם פטורים. קופץ איכו ונמנויים לסויכום כולם פטורים. אבל זה סופק, you can't be מייסר מסופק. This is the Gemara's Kasha. Rektesis. קופץ כולם פטורים. סתם אינטרסנט, כמעט, I never saw such tastes in. Sorry, it's missing words of the Gemara. קופץ איכו ולמנויים לסייכום כולם פטורים. Tastes made up a דיבור המסכים. אז לא וכולו. קופץ כולם פטורים. So tastes asked the קשה, why כולם פטורים? תאמה, דלבטל ברובה ולחייב כולו במייסר. All of the sheep are chayev. He started to count five, and one went back in. So now we don't know who is the one. So misofik, you can't maisa. Fakel go. Let that one to be bottle beroy, and to be mischayev be maisa. And now all of them are chayev be maisa. And now all of them will be chayev be maisa. This is kash. So we spoke out yesterday, I don't want now to go back home, but last time in the end we'll go back to it. That is mevuer and teisves, that the bitul beroiv not only is mevatel isurim and takes off isurim, bitul beroiv could give positive din. Like Rav Kiva Eiger, the first Rav Kiva Eiger, Shechon Aruch and Simon Yud Aleph clears, if a person has chutei tzitzis that are not don lishmo, and he wants to be mevatel the chutim with strings that were done lishmo, and now there will be botel beroiv, and now he could use all of the chutim. If he's allowed to do it, he has chutim that are not done lishmo. What is the tzdode hashaylet? The Giontef explains in Siman Dalet. Bitul beroiv could take off chazir that falls into kosher a chicken becomes muta, but chutim that are not lishmo midin bitul ki ilu they're done lishmo, you can't give dinim b'ilchis bitul. You can't get a positive din b'ilchis bitul. So luchu here also it's potul mimaisa. That one that already went, that he started to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, he jumps back in. What are you asking? Now we can't be maisa because that one is potul. The rest are chayiv. We don't know what is the one that will come out. But the Sephardites, it's bottle beroy, and the mischayev be meiser again. It's a big chidush. It's mevur and teisus that it's chav. This is what we spoke about yesterday. So we call mukim, but this is teisus is kasha. Teime de le battle beruve ve le chayev kulo be meiser. And now teisus doesn't have an answer in this kasha. So why kofat zechum na miluim kulam pturim? Let it be bottle beroy. And b'meileh b'mischayev b'maiser. And Tesis tries to answer it in four ways, and he doesn't manage, and it bleibt schwer. This is be'etzem the tzus of the shmeiser of Tesis. And Tesis starts. Maybe you will answer that the dovol shebeminyan loibotil. As a aloche, dovol shebeminyan, something that you counted, is not botil. It's chashivus. What do you mean something that you count? A person has a pen. A pen you don't count. Piece of meat, you don't count. But it's things that are counting. The chutei tzitzis, Rav Kiva Eiger is mesupek. Forget about the shayla if you could make chalois lishmo. Says the ma'aseh, every person counts how much chutim he has. And it's a zach, you sell it in eights or in fours. Yeah? It's something that is sold with numbers. So it's called double shibim minyan. Things that are sold. It's a shadow of what it's called. If eggs today, they sell it in dozens and that. If it's called double shebeminyan or not, it's It's a shadow of what is called Dovo Sheba Minyan. But Tezis understood that the animals are called Dovo Sheba Minyan, or because Bichlal, normally you count them, especially before Maisel you count them. But Tezis wanted that maybe the reason it's not Batel because it's Dovo Sheba Minyan. So Tezis Hainu Midarabonon. That Aloche She Dovo Sheba Minyan Einu Batel is Midarabonon. So it's not an answer on our suit. So we back to the question, why everyone is part of Mimaisel Adarabba? Let the one that jumped in to be Misbatel Beroiv and to get the Aloche that is Chai. Taisa tries a second time. V'kavua nami ain't shaykh, is Aloche kol kavua ke mechza al mechza. What is kavua? You have nine stores that are Meicher Basel Kosher and one is Meicher Basel Treife. So if you find meat in the street, we say kol de porish meruba porish, from where it came, from the kosher stores. But if you walk to the stores, we say kol kavua ke mechza al mechza. Even if you have nine kosher stores and one treif, it's like 50-50. What is the asbore? I'm not as exact as a kosher, but what is the lomdus? When I find a piece of meat, I'm asking from where it came. Kol de porish meruba porish. When I walk into a store, I clear to what store I walked. So you have a kavua, you have one store treif and nine kosher. So while I'm walking to the stores, I'm going to the kavua. When I find in the street a piece of meat, it's not kavua, that piece of meat. That piece of meat is loose. It's on the street. He's a porish. He's not a kavua. When I walk to the store, right, the shayla is to what store I walked. The stores are standing still. They're standing in their places. So the stores are considered kavua. So when I find a piece of meat in the street called the porish meruba porish, that piece is not kavua. Fakat, he's loose. He fell from someone. So he's called the porish. When the shayla, what store I walked into, so the stores are standing. One in this street, one in that street. The halacha called kavua. So Tezis understands that the animal is also kavua. Why? We know for sure, when I find a piece of meat, I will explain, it's no kavua. I found one polka in the street. Shayla is what it is. It's no kavua here. Here is only from where it came. Here, when I look into the sheeps, I know for sure one of them is a treif. One of them is potu b'maisa. And all of them are chayav b'maisa. But I have a kavua, I for sure have one of them that is potu. Right? One of them is for sure potu. So b'meile is kavua. And kol kavua ke mechza al mechza. So maybe the answer and my question will be kol kavua ke mechza al mechza. And Tezis' answer is v'kavua nami ein shayich ela bedovol she'isru v'heter nikorim v'yeduim v'lo yoda me'izel lokach g'nitei shachamiyas. So b'meile, when it's not niker, you know it's 10 stories, you know one guy is not makbid and kashrus and nine are makbid and kashrus. And you don't know to what store you walked in. But there's no signs. Then we don't see kol kavua. Kol kavua is only when the isur is nikar b'mekoyma. Here the isur is not nikar b'mekoyma, so you can't say kol kavua k'mechza al mechza. So again, so Tesis has a kasher, why we don't say, why kulam p'turim isafek, let the maisa to be bottled and all the ones that are chayib b'maisa, the one that is bottled b'maisa, I'll be bottled in all the ones that are chayav b'maisel, and you say, and all of them are chayav now. And you can't say, Dovo Sheba Minyan is not bottled, it's a din d'rabbanan. And you can't say, Kol Kavua Kemechza Al Mechza, because it's only when you know where is the Isur. Here you don't know where is that one that is Takipotu. So we don't say, Kol Kavua Kemechza Al Mechza. We mentioned already that the whole Kashiv thesis is not so clear b'chlav. Kol kavua is only a halacha for shayla. If I find a piece of meat called the porish meruba porish, if I walked and I bought it in a store, we say kol kavua kemechza al mechza. Here, the shayla is b'ilchus bitul beroiv. What is the shaykh is kol kavua? I'll say it better, Zogt Rabbi Elchanan. Every bitul beroiv is kavua, right? You have a pot, piece of chazer falls in, that's bitul beroiv. Say kol kavua. This is the halacha, bitul beroiv. So what Tesis wanted here exactly that we will say kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami? What is shaykh here to say kol kavua kemechza al mechza? What? So what? Here, manavshach, if it's called bitul barayv, it's called mixed. This is a bigger mix. Not so close how Tesis wants to call it kol kavua. Tesis is mamshich. Maybe answer a third reason why it's not butter. Uberia nami loyavi is a halacha that beria is not butter. An animal, a life, is not butter. So maybe the reason it's not butter here beside beria. Uberia nami loyavi, the perish is bechulin, we explain that beria is only when the isur, like a bug, is a beria. So then we say beria is not butter. But here the isur is not the bug. The animal is not the problem. The animal is a regular sheep. It became potul because it was already the ones that are counted. So you can't recount it again. But the animal, a bug. The bug is the problem. So beria loy butter. Here the bug is not the problem. The animal is not the problem. It's potul mimaisa. So even if it's an animal, it's butter. So that is not the answer. Taisus tries his last teretz. Maybe there was only two left. One left. So it can, he counted, he got the number 9. He has one more left. And one jumped back. So you can't mevatel beroiv. So Taisus says, the nisha be'eder hakechot, the leker hube, the loshen letoichon loimash ma'och. So Taisus be'etzem is left with a kasha. Why kofatz echom min aminuim nesoichom kulam pturim? Ashur dim ramaschim. Aber kofatz echom aminuim nesoichom kulam pturim. Because it's a suffix. If they potul mimaiser or not, all of them are chayev chutz from one, let them to be botel beroiv, and b'meile, he'll be chayev. And Taisus doesn't have an answer. He tried davar shebeminyan, the rabbonon. He tried kavua, doesn't work, it's not nika. He tried beria, no, it's not called beria. There's only one left in the Eder, it's not mashma, is a lot. So b'meile, tzorichi. B'meile, tzorichi. Teis v'sarosh, and the Ritva, they answer Teis' kasha. And here for sure, we have to know it's a limud. Because if Teis does not have an answer, and the Rosh and the Ritva have an answer, it means that it's a festa machleikis. It's not like another suga, you learn, oh, one of the Rishonim gave a teretz. Teisus tried 4 terutzim. 4 times he tried. Davar choshuv, kavua, berian is only one. And it's not, it doesn't go. Zog de Teis HaRosh, I have a teretz, v'yesh lo imar, oy yesh lo imar. He says, what is the maskonas ha-gemore? Asiri vadai ve lo yasiri sofek. And even, why you don't have to be mafish, the gemore has to kash and make a afroshim imonefshach? Asiri vadai ve lo yasiri sofek. V'yesh lo imar, kevin de chazin and afilu heiche de yochoy laser. Mimonefshach, potu, mishum de asiri vadai yomar achmone ve lo yasiri sofek. ואפילו כי אמרינן כל דפוריש מרובה פוריש אסירי סופק מקרי אלו שהתוירו התירה סופק זה באיסור נרסים אחרי רבים לאטויס אבל אוכל לא אילום לא נופק מכלל סופק אסירי זוג את תיס הראש זוג את תיס הראש You know what is the answer? אבל זה הלוכה אסירי ודאי ולא אסירי סופק Even if it's butter beroiv, it's not a vada. It's not a vada. It's a sofek. So b'meila yuvaiter can't be maiseret. Asiri vada yomarachmane veloy asiri sofek. You can't be maiseret. Asiri vada yomarachmane veloy asiri sofek. As even the Gemara says that even if you could be meisel mimon efshach, you write that it's a sofek, but make 10 mimon efshach, meaning a poiter, and if not, teretz is a sirivad. Hashem doesn't want it, Hashem doesn't need it. If you're mesupik, you don't have to. So, Meila, what are you asking me that it'll be mischayev b'meisel midin roiv? It can be mischayev b'meisel midin roiv. Why it can be mischayev b'meisel midin roiv? The answer is, but even after roiv, a sirivad ayom arachmona b'loy a siri sofek. As they zok the Teis HaRosh and the Ritva. Frek the world, Rebbe Chonon brings this kasha b'shem Reb Chaim. What is the shaychus? Even if l'mezog in the Rosh is mechadesh achidush, that when you go b'saroiv l'moshel, you mesupik if someone is a yid or a goy, it's 9 yidin and a goy, and one person comes out, roiv that is a yid, So it's not vada. It's only doesn't have a din vada. Doesn't have a din vada. It doesn't have a din vada. Oh, but here we're not talking about kol de porish meruba porish. We're talking about bitul beroif. And shita sarosh in yeredeye, that the bitul beroif, it's not only that it's muto misofek. If a person has five pieces of isur and one het, I'm sorry, five pieces of heter and a piece of chazer falls inside, he's allowed to eat all of the six pieces. Zog de rosh why? Sheayisur nefach leheter. You're right, maybe mit rabbon, aber as I shita sarosh, the rash mutakel is nishta ze. Aber the rosh learns sheayisur nefach leheter. If the isur is nefach leheter. So it's vadei mutar. You're allowed to eat all of the six pieces. So what the Rosh is answering, the Rosh and the Ritva, that einachanami migig bosaroim, aber it's not a vadei. Fregt Reb Chaim, it is a vadei. It's a vadei. Again, a vadei. The Rosh tried to answer. The Gemara said, "Asiri vadev le'asiri sof." Meaning to say, even as a mimon of shach, you could be meiser. Hashem doesn't want the parsha. The parsha was nemar. As if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to take an esrig and not a lemon. So he wants what he wants from meiser, a cow, not a standard, right? Velche cow, velche sheep, a vadai, a sofik he doesn't want. So even the hilchis roiv it's chayiv. But Asiri Vadev Lo Asiri Sofik is Nismay that it's not in the parsha of Maaser. So if it's not in the parsha of Maaser, you don't have to be Mafish. For the Chaim, that is right. Ligabi Halech Achar Aroiv. Teisha Yisraelim VeGoyecho. But here we're talking about Bitul Beroiv. And Lefi Shita Sarosh Atzmoi, HaIsur Nefach Lehet. So if the Isur is Nefach Leheter, it becomes Vadai. It becomes Chayim VeMaaser. It switches, it changes colors. It becomes chay b'maisa. Sorry, it becomes chay b'maisa. It switches mamish to become chay b'maisa. But maybe it's chay b'maisa. This is Reb Chaim's kash. So we have to know, we started to say yesterday, sometime, I would call it Ashkof HaRishoyna, that the Rosh Taka never meant to answer this question. The Rosh asked the Kasha, if you see the Teisa Rosh inside, he asked the Kasha why it's not Botel Beroiv, right? He answered Dovah Choshuv. Like Dovah Shebeminyan is Dovah Choshuv Einer Botel. Teisa holds as the Rabbanon, he did. Dovah Choshuv is Einer Botel. So he doesn't have a Kasha from Bitel Beroiv. Look at Teisa Rosh inside. He's asking a new Kasha. Einer Chenami is no Bitel Beroiv. Einachanami is no bitul beroiv, but move them around, and everyone that comes out say call the Polish miruba Polish. I read it inside. V'imtayim aoyse hakovetz yibotel beroiv. V'yukulam chayovim yeshneim abalechaim chashive veloy batli. V'imtayim nachbeshinu v'nenay throw a stone. All of them are run around, and now call the Polish miruba Polish. Someone asked me today, it's Poshet, I'm just speaking it out. The Rosh asked a Kasha, Bitul Beroiv? It's not Bitul Beroiv. It's like the Rosh, but move them around, and now you will say, call the Porish, Meruba Porish. He asked me, the Rosh doesn't have to say, move them around. They every time have to move around. When you do Maiser, they have to come to the door. So they will move around anyways. What? What is the moving. The answer, what is the answer? What is the answer? You hear the kasha? The answer is, I think it's Poshet. The answer is, but before the move is not chayiv, so he doesn't have to open. Kozman, they're not Polish, so it's a suffix. He doesn't have to be Maisa. So he can't meiser. Mikol Mekoyim, Zog de Rosh. Gzeire, we don't do that. Maybe a person will forget. Ve'oid yesh lo imar. כיוון דחזין דאפילו איך עוד יוכל לעשות ממון אפשר פוטור עשירי ועד היום האחמונה ולא עשירי סופק ואפילו כי אמרים כל הפוריש מרו בפוריש עשירי סופק מיקרי אלא שהתוירו איתי לסופק זה ביסורים תכסים הרי רבים לאטויס ונבר ליתר אבל אוכל לא נופק מכלל סופק עשיר. So some wanted the answer. The Rosh was never going on the Kasha Bitul Beroiv. He asked the Kasha Bitul Beroiv. He asked the Kasha Bitul Beroiv. He answered, "It's not butter. Move it, and now it will be called the Porish Merube Porish." And that he meant the answer. It's not Vaday. Called the Porish Merube Porish. It's not Vaday. It's only a Roiv. Aber be Bitul Beroiv. The Rosh should be masking that it's nepach leheter legam. So again, we ask the Kasha how the Rosh could say that it's not a vaday. It's toch the bottle beroiv. The Rosh should also isu nepach leheter. So some wanted to say the Rosh never said it on that. He only said it on the second Kasha. He asked the Kasha bittul beroiv and he answered this Kasha that it's not bottle as dovor choshuv. He came with a new question. I hear that it's not bottle of a move it, it'll be called the Polish. And called the Polish, he answered, it's not a vada. But even if it's the pshat and the rosh, and the ritva is only one kasha with a teretz. V'im toimar li botel beroiv, v'yashleimar it's not a vada. So in the ritva you can't say it. So in the ritva you can't say it. In the ritva we have shmeh. He asked the kasha li botel beroiv, and he answers, it doesn't help bitul beroiv because it's not a vada. L'chur, if it's a bitul beroiv, l'chur it's a vada. But even in Teis HaRosh you can't say it. Because when he answers his teretz, he says the words, Sh'atoyr amro, alech achar haroiv, v'nepach ha'isur leheter. He says, klor, that he's talking about bitul beroiv. V'nepach ha'isur leheter. So again, we have Teis's kasha and the Rosh and the Ritva's kasha lebatel beroiv. So why you can't be myself? Faker, let the one that is potur to misbatel and to get the dinim to become chayev, and maybe you can be mafrish. Teis's bleib shvel. Four terutzim didn't work. Zog the Rosh, roiv is not a vada, is a sofik, and not only called the porish is not a vadai, even bitul beroiv is not a vadai. Frag the Rebbe Chanan, what is the avona in it? Called the Polish, I understand that it's not a vaday. But bitul beroiv? Bitul beroiv lechura has to be a vaday? Zog the Rebbe Chanan in Kuntos Divre Soifri, Zog the Rebbe Chanan in Chulin, that bitul beroiv only starts after Halech Achar HaRoiv. The way it works is, Be'etzem, when you have a piece of meat, if chazir falls into, I'm explaining it in the most easiest way. It's a very hard yisoid. You'll see the Rebbe Chanan inside. His words, the hesber is hard. But if I have four pieces of meat and a piece of chazir falls inside, Halech Achar HaRoiv says I could pick every piece and eat. Right? But what? When I eat all the five together, I have a problem. So, the Rosh learns, it starts, Halech Achar HaRoiv, every piece is mutter. B'meile is the halacha that it becomes mutar be'etzim. While on every wall we pass in that it's mutar, the halacha is, bitul says, b'meile it's mutar. But if be'alech achar haroiv it will stay also, the bitul will not be matirit. First you have to be matirit one by one, and then you matirit together. And while by myself, as one by one it's not chai b'maisa because asiri vadev le asiri sofek, so the bitul also doesn't work. If you open Loshna Teis HaRosh, see the Loshna Teis HaRosh. Ve'oid yeshloima, keiva dechazinen, da'afilu ha'echad yechol ha'asr mimon efshach, potu mishum da'asiri vadev ma'achmona v'le asiri sofek, ve'afilu ki amrin kol deporish muru beporish asiri sofek mikri, elo sha'atoiro itiro sofek ze be'isurim dechsiv, achei rabim le'atois, ונפח האיסור ליתר על ידי ביטול ברויב. When you learn בבקאמה, in the beginning of המניח, you know from where we learn ביטול ברויב? From דיוני. אחרי רבים להטריס. Now what happens אחרי רבים להטריס? You go בוס הרויב הדיוני. But you don't have 71. You only have 50. So the dayonim are bottled beroyv, yeah? The day is a bottled beroyv. So what is the shaykh is to achrei rabim lehatois? The Torah says, achrei rabim lehatois, we go bos aroyv, and then from machshir the beisdin, we mevatel. Maybe we'll have time in the end, we'll go back. Mikol mekoyim, finitvi. We have a yesoid of the Tesis Arosh and the Ritvo that Roiv is not called a Vada. The Hainu. We know the Moshe we had 95, we count, we have 100, we counted 5, one went back in, we can't be Maisel because we have a Suffolk, maybe one of them is Potu. Frank de Gvore do a Maisel Mimonev Shach. As Mechiach a yesoid that I don't have to because HaKadosh Baruch Hu patterned me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu patterned me mi Suffolk. Nainu asiri vaday velo asiri sofek is a chefze v'ptur b'teras vaday. Even I could work it out. I will make my iser v'mon v'shach, I'll be okay. I'll be potur as me and a poiter. The teretz is asiri vaday velo asiri sofek is a afkoe from the parsha. Avden zog de rosh, it's only when it's vaday it's chayev. When it's a sofek it's potur. Even when a roiv says that it's chayev, it's potur. Why? Because roiv says that you go bas a roiv. But it's not machriya b'teiras vada. We said even like Gabi Bitul, a separate discussion. Over the yesod of the Rosh. The Shav Shmaise, and Shmaise Beis Perek Tesvov, and in Shmaise Aleph, Perek Aleph, and Rav Kiveiger, they take this yesoid to one more step, to mamzer. As halacha mamzer vaday veloy mamzer sofek. Torah didn't ask a sofek mamzer. You marry someone, maybe he's a mamzer. Sofek mamzer is mutar. Even if you have a roiv that he's a mamzer, it's mutar. You have 9 mamzerim and 1 kosher yid. And one person comes out to marry, and you don't know. Midereisa, you're allowed to marry him. The roiv says that he's a mamzer. It's a sofek. Mamzer vaday osa rachmone, veloi mamzer sofek. This is the yesod of the shmeise beis tesvov and shmeise aleph. So if I have 9 mamzerim standing in a room and 1 kosher a person, and one walks out. And I, Mr. Rov says Mr. Tome is a mamzer. I'm allowed to marry him. Why am I allowed to marry him? Mamzer vada yom arachmona veloy mamzer sofer. Mamzer vada yom arachmona, no, mamzer vada yom arachmona veloy mamzer sofer. Zog de Shav Shmaise. With this, he wants to answer a famous kash of the Pnei Yeshua. Shita Sarambam that Sofik Dari Raise min Atoyre Lekule. If you misupik, if you said Krishna, you don't have to say again Midari Raise. If you misupik, if you ate matzah, you don't have to. Rabbonon said Sofik Dari Raise Lechumu. Aba min Atoyre, Yaakov min Atoyre, Sofik Dari Raise. Midari Raise, Sofik Dari Raise, Lekula Minateir. Rabbonin are the ones that are Machmir. Rabbonin are the ones that are Machmir. Shita Sarashbo, Sofik Dari Raise, Minateir Lechumre. The Torah says you have to be Machmir. Or Shita Sarambam, Sofik Dari Raise, Minateir Lekula. Frida Pnei Yeshua says the Gemara, Mamzer Vadai, Veloy Mamzer Sofik. Lefi the Rambam, why I need a pasuk of mamzer vaday veloy mamzer sofek? Even without a pasuk, sofek dei raise is mutar. Yeah, sofek dei raise is mutar. Sofek dei raise is mutar. So why I need a pasuk to say that sofek mamzer is mutar? If sofek dei raise is sofek krishma is mutar, sofek tefillin is mutar. Sofek Matzah is Mutah. Why I need a pasuk? Why I need a pasuk to say that Sofek Matzah is Mutah? Zog the Shmaisa, I'll tell you a pasuk to Teretz. When you have Roiv Mamzerim, So b'kol ha'tirikula, you go b'saroy. If it's roy that what you ate was not matzah, you have to eat again a matzah. If it's roy that is not a sevadeira, you have to read a zohar again. But if it's roy mamzeirim, al sofik deira, I say I'm not allowed to marry this kid. Because it's a roy that he's a mamzer. But as mamzer vadei v'loi mamzer sofik, I'm allowed to marry this kid. This is the yisoid. So we have a yisoid, again, our Teisvus maybe learns that even Beroiv is called Vada. And he didn't answer that Alidei Bitul Beroiv it will not be called Vada. He learned that Alidei Bitul Beroiv it will be called Vada. Only because the Bitul or even Alechacha Aroiv, Teisvus holds that it's called Vada. Teisvus Arosh and the Ritvo are Mechadesh. That Roiv is not called Vada. It's a huge Chiddush. Roiv is not called Vada. What? Yom Tzarosh asked like that, and he answered, "Roiv is not called Vada." Tzarosh also asked like Tesis that will get the dinim, and Tesis states that it's Tesis holds that it's called Vada, and Tzarosh doesn't hold that it's called Vada. The Sarosh doesn't hold that it's called Vada. And Tesis holds that this is called Vada. It's a Vada Meiser, it's a Vada Mamza. But the Rosh holds it's not a Vada. The Rosh holds it's not a Vada. The Ritva holds it's not a Vada. Because the Rikulo, it's a Roiv. You could kill a Piroiv. But it's Nishkin Vada. In a second we'll explain it. Stop. Fregt Rab Kiva Heger HaKashe. This is a mafteach for Yisoidus. Every animal, why you chayev b'maisa? You have 500 sheep. You have to maisa? Maybe one of them is a treife. Treife is not chayev b'maisa. So why are you not potu? What? Roiv are not treifes. Oh, but you told me roiv is not a vadai. So it's a suffix if it's chayev b'maisa. Fuck them kivega, so you never could be mafresh maisa. What? It's a roiv that is not mil treifes, roiv are not treifes. But if it's a treife, it's potu. So you have a roiv. Oh, but Teis HaRosh in the Ritva said that roiv is not a vada. This is Rab Kivega's kash. And there's no one tells. Rab Kivega has a couple terutzim. Kivega is asking a starke kash. Lefina Teis HaRosh in the Ritva. You have to know, it's the only place that we have this Yisoid in Shas, it's by us. That they said the Yisoid that Roiv is Nishken Vada. That's Mistame, we could kill Api Roiv, Paskin Api Roiv, Matir Api Roiv, but Nishken Vada. Freit Rab Kiva Heger. So every Meister in the world is Potu, maybe it's Treife. What are you telling me? Roiv are not Treifes. The Shmaiser brings down another kasha, a similar kasha. Everyone in the world is allowed to marry a mamza. Why? How we know that it's kahal vadai veloy kahal sofek? If the Yisrael is not vadai, he's also allowed to marry the mamza. How we know that you're Yisrael? How we know every person is a Yisrael? What? What? Roiv. Roiv be'il is achrabam. No one check. Maybe the issue was mizan. Roiv be'il is achrabam. But maybe not. Everyone is a Sofik Mamzer, right? So you're allowed to marry a Mamzer? Mamzer is Mutter with Sofik Mamzer. It's the same thing. Yisrael is Mutter and Sofik Mamzer, and a Vadi Mamzer is Mutter and a Sofik Yisrael. It goes the same. Maybe a Mamzer. What is the answer? What Roiv? What is the Roiv? Roiv deal is Achar Abal.
I don't have to check.
When I see someone, I know you're not a Mamzer, no?
You have to ask.
Roiv! Roiv is a suffix!
Something never started.
Why does it start? I have a suffix on the ball. I know both. I have a Roiv. I see someone, I know who he is. How I know he was born from his father? No, Roiv Be'ilos Acharabal. So these are the two kashas of Rab Kiva Heger. Zog the Shav Shmaise, and here you'll have the Oymek of the Shav Shmaise. Shmaise base perik the Zvok. He says there's two kinds of rov in the Shas. There's two roivs in the Shas. Rube de Yise Kamon Rube de Lese Kamon Rube de Yise Kamon Rube de Lese Kamon. What is Yise Kamon and Lese Kamon? I will explain. Yise Kamon is I have 9 stores kosher, 1 store is treif. I find a piece of meat from where it came. From where it came. 9 stores kosher and 1 treif. And I find a piece of meat from where it came. From the kosher. You sure? You sure? If you will hear in the end that I didn't. Could be. I mean, some meat for sure was bought by the treif store, yeah? More chances. I have a suffix, maybe. Hashem said, trust the roiv. But Avada, you can't say it's Avada. Hashem said to trust. You know? You know. You assume. You hope. Statistic. This is Ruben de Yisekamon. I have 9 mamzeri in the room. 1 Israel. Someone came out. Mistomi is a mamzer. For sure? Not for sure. Maybe the Israel came out. So b'meila we say the roiv is not Avada. The roiv is a suffix. Is the Ruben de Lesekamon. When you have 5 cows, 1 is a treifer? Roiv are not treifer. Could be all of them are not treifer? And could be by you all of them will be treifer. That'll be strange. If you will find in the end that all of them are treifer, you will have a kasha? No? Pug by me, all of them are treifer. If by you all of them are not treifer, pug by me. Ruben de Lesse Kamon is the pshat is that we assume that most behemoths are not treifer. This is what we assume. There we don't have a suffix. The roif tells me don't clear different. It's not a treifer. Roif dilis acher abal. It's not the pshat. Well, a isha lemoshal, she was mezane once, and they have a kid. Also, Mistam of the kid came from the right place. But then you also have a tzad that he came from the wrong place. Okay, right? I don't want people who have a suffix on this kid, right? Aye, 1,000 times with a bar and once with a znus. The Vel says, but Efshah. But Mistam of Isha, most Nashim are not Mizan. We know people are Mizan. But Roiv Nashim are not Mizan. So in Mele, we don't start to clear. It's not called a suffix. This is not called a suffix. This is the answer of Rav Kiveig. Meile, Zogt Rav Kiveig, the Rosh spoke about Kofatz Echot Lebefnim. One is inside the group. I don't know who is that one. So everything here is not a Vada. You write that on Pi Roiv, we assume that everyone that comes a bottle is from the Roiv, or there is one that is not. So the Torah said, Go Basar Roiv. The Torah said, Go Basar Roiv. Or there is a Sofek. For me, it's not chayav b'maisa. For me, it's not chayav b'maisa. 9 mamzerim and 1 Yisrael. The halacha is, if sof the rice will be l'chumre, or the teretz, or it's nishkin v'adei mamzer, it's mutter. Mashiach, if you have a shayla, if it's a treif or not, this is called rube de lese kamon. Dear, even if it's a rosh, it's a vada. The same thing. By every person, how we know he's a Yivada Yisrael? Why is that called Sofek Yisrael? Because Roy Bilis Acharabal, it's a Ruben de Lesser, come on. This Yisoid you see inside, Shmeise Beis Perek Tesvov, this is the Yisoid of Shmeise. He himself says, Apelef Rab Kiveheger Shaloi Nochas Leze. Rab Kiveheger Shtel De Kashis. Apelef Rab Kiveheger Shaloi Nochas Leze. Rab Kiveheger was not Noiches to the Shail. Rav Kiveheger was not noiches to this chiluk, but this is the chiluk of the Shav Shmeis. Zogt Rav Kiveheger, but I have a kasha, and this kasha doesn't answer the yisoid of the Shav Shmeis. As a mishnah, teisha tzvardeim, teisha Shrotzim v'tzvardeh ha'echot b'neir. You have teisha shrotzim and a tzvardeh. V'shrotzim ha'metame. The shrotzim ha'metame. The tzvardeh is not metame. And all of them are dead. And one of the pieces of the shrot from that nine, that from that ten, came and touched something. The halacha is its tome. Why? Sofek tume b'shusoravim tol. Why the Mishnah says v'alez roiv shrotzim? You tome lefi the teisa rosh. Asiri vaday v'lo asiri sofek. Again, on the masber, you could have said that asiri vaday v'lo asiri sofek is only said by us. The Shmaiser of Kvegi decided in every place that is exists, like also with Vaday, we say the same Yisoy. So, B'mamzer, we say Vaday v'lo Yisofik. And the same thing with Sofik Tumo Shusorabim, the Torah says Sofik is Mutar, only Vaday is also. Frank of Kvegi, Lefi de Rosh, that was Mechadish. On the Rosh, or the Roiv is Vaday. Because the Rekula Roiv is Vaday. The Rosh is Mechadish, Roiv is not Vaday. So we ask, what would be in the case of Mamza? We answer Rubin the Lesser Gemara. He's asking even in Mishnah and Tumah. Morbin's daf and Ksuvah's daf Tezvav. Yudal Tezvav. Was Teisha Shrotzim, Ve'echo Toil, and one piece went, the Gemara says it's Tome B'Shusorabim, because you go Bosa Roiv. You're right that it's Roiv, that it's Tome, but if you're the Rosh, it's not a Vadai. It's not a Vadai, if you're the Rosh, it's not a Vadai. So why the Rosh is not a Vaday? So Lechura had to be Toy. Had to be Toy. Okay, if it's not a Vaday, it has to be Toy. So Rabbi Kivayegi has all different terutzim. One terutz Rabbi Kivayegi wants to say that if you're already machria legabei different shailas, lemoshel, when you see this piece, you machriya now that if it will touch something, b'shusayochiv to be tome. If you're allowed to eat it, no. What is the shiur kadosho? You machriya that it's already a sheretz, so later it's called a vada. You're already machriya the shayla. And Kvegi wants to answer his kasha and treifas in a different way. He says, and every animal, when it's alive, you decide that it's treif or it's not treif. You're allowed to drink the milk. Milk of treif is also. You're allowed to drink the milk of a cow. Yeah? Why? Because we machriya that it's kosher. We go basar roif. So we machriya already that it's kosher. So b'mele, even later it's negiah to meiser, it doesn't make a difference. We answered something else. And Ruben the Lester, come on. Kivayi wants to say maybe not mitzad ruben lesser, come on, because you machriya b'teiras vada. And later, even if a shaila comes up, it doesn't make a difference. Before we go to the next chelik of it, there's something that comes out that we have to remember. Comes out a modne zach. The rosh and the ritva were mechadish that even when you have a roiv, it's not called a vada. So now listen what happens in our sugya. The Gemara declares if you have sfeikas, if you mechuyev to be meiser or not. Zog the Gemara, amoitzi mechaver levarai is a psak vadai, and it's nichnosim ladir leisaser. Right, this is the sugya. That it's psak vadai, it's nichnosim ladir leisaser. So amoitzi mechaver levarai. If talk for koyen moitzi mi yodoi, it's a psak vaday. But if you have a roiv that it's chayev b'maiser, it's not a psak vaday. So what is stronger, a moitzi mechaver or a roiv? A moitzi mechaver or a levaray? Again, and our sugya, the whole, what is the whole sugya? Hasfek is nichnasim ladir liisaser. When it's your suffix, why it's nichnosim ladir liisaser? You have a kasha. Lechure, vatok v'koyin ein moitzim. The koyin has rights, so you can't be meiser. And for the Gemara is a raya talk for kein moitzim, a moitzim mechaver elav raya. And that's the maskona sa Gemara. That a moitzim mechaver elav raya is a psak vaday. And you could be meiser. Later the Gemara says another chidush. And as a din, a siri vadim le a siri sofak. Ligabei, kof a tzeachim le a minuim. Frag the rosh, but it's a roiv. Zog the rosh, but a roiv is not a vaday. So we see that a moitzim mechaver elav raya is more from Roiv. It's a pele. Roiv is a gzeiras hakosu, is a posu, and you say it's not a vada. And amoitzi mechavei roi, you say that it's a vada. So if someone will ask you, what is better, Roiv or Chazoka? Roiv or amoitzi mechavei levarai? What do you say? Chaim, what do you say? Roiv or amoitzi mechavei levarai? What? Roiv or amoitzi mechavei levarai? What is better? Mukhach from the sugya, then I'm going to be chaver levarai. Here's Ben. That's the Kenny Zayin. Bekol Hashas we know Ruba vechazoke, Ruba odif. Ruba vechazoke, Ruba odif. Roiv is bekol atere kula much better. I'm going to be chaver levarai. It's a chidush. We saw the shleim, the nesivis, they're so busy. You could be Mekadosh Eisho, you cannot be Mekadosh Eisho. It helps Legabei Bikurim. It doesn't help Legabei Bikurim. So how do we say that it helps? Roiv helps Mekadosh Eregula. If you have Roiv, you use the Sefoteira, you Mekadosh Eisho. Roiv helps Mekadosh Eregula. We'll have to explain it yet. I'm just saying what we see in the Sugya. Again, Lefi Tesis we don't see. Roiv is very good, and Amoiti is very good. Two things are very good. The Rosh and the Ritva came in Mechadish that even that the Aloch is and Amoitzi Mechaveiro says that the Israel could use it for Meiser. Hasveges Nichnosim Ladir Leisaser, it's called Chayat B'Meiser. While Amoitzi Mechaveiro B'Raya says that it's his, you could use it for Meiser. But if you have a Roy and it's called that it's Chayat B'Meiser, you can. Because the Siri Vada B'Raya Siri Sofik. It's not called a Vada. So it's mash makiru that Amoitzi Mechaveiro has even starker koyach from a Roy. Rebbe Chonon in the Kundas Divrei Soifrim and Ois Lamedalet brings down another teretz and tastes his kasha. Avare, only the Bismedrash if the taste are Rosh and the Ritva. He says maybe this is what they meant. I know all the Lomdim have a lot of arguments about this taste are Rosh, but this Rebbe Chonon, but it's Lomdish. He says it can be bottled by Roiv. What a kasha. You have 95 that are chayev and one jump back in. So he's asking, let him to be bottled baroiv and he'll be mischayev. What happens a second before he's bottled baroiv? All of them became potu b'teras vaday. Why they became potu b'teras vaday? Valde asofik, asiri vaday v'le asiri sofik. So they're potu b'teras vaday, right? So if they potu, how they mevatel him baroiv to make him chayev? Again, you have 95 that a chayef one is potu. He jumps in. Now all of them became a suffix, so they became potu. So what do you want? They'll mevatel him beroiv, and he'll become chayef, and they'll become chayef. They're already potu. How they can make him chayef? What?
When he runs in,
they become potu. Before they make him chayef, they're potu. Come first, we'll read the Rebbe Chanan inside. First the Chesh. Zog the Belchonon, who will be Mevatel? They also potu. When he comes in, they're potu. If he's mixed in, they're potu. So why you become Chayev? You mean, what I'm asking?
The sheep jumped in, that made the Bittul.
Well, what bitul?
He became batal when he went in.
No, no. When he came in, they became mutter.
After the no, when he went in, he became a new chiyuv.
There was no binul chiyuv. There's no one to mechayev him. Shalom aleichem. There's no one to mechayev him. They're batal already. Zok the bulchana. What is the lomdus? I'll explain. The lomdus. What is the shayla? Be'etzem, both things are happening together. He's coming in. They're chayev and he's potu. Zok the bulchana. Instead of him becoming chayev, he makes them to be potu. The aside of bitul beroyv learned Rebbe Elchanan is we have a mix and there's a fight. They're chayef and he's potu, so he has to be misbattled to them. There's a snakshus in between the chiyuv and the ptu, so the chiyuv has to win the ptu. When they're mixed, it's no more snakshus. The bitul is only when they're fighting. And when there's a fight, there's no parsha of bitul. Read it again. Oid yeshleima bekavon az divrei ashita. Shelo yi esoisum na divrei arashma. They came and they were maizah ba'im and lo yazdin basaroyim lechaivo. Im ken kol echot ve'echot ave asiri sofek. Upotur betoir azvadai. Umemeile. Kulam pturim. V'im ken, b'lo yi din bitul, ein kan mevatel. If we're not be a din bitul, sounds like this. Stop the halachas of bitul. No, I'll say it the way I was mekabel with my rabbi. Lo yitzuya, we decide now, we're going, every mekabel call it, kulam chusim de hilchis bitul. We become apikosim for a second, we freeze the hilchis bitul. So what will happen in that moment? What will be the halachas? What about that offer? Why? What? No, because Asiri Vadeh Velay Asiri Sofer. So we made a potum is Sofer. So without Hilchis Bitul, everything is potum. So Hilchis Bitul can come and make them to become Chayev. Without Hilchis Bitul, everything is potum. Without Din Bitul, without Din Bitul, they're Potu. Din Bitul can come in and make them to become Chayef. What Din Vaday? Without the Din to be Mevatel. The Mevatel is when it's a mix and it's a him and me, I'm Mevatel. But a second before the Din Mevatel, Zog Rebbe Elchanan. Now again, to Masber et Klo. Tesis that did not say it. Tesis is not holding that it's a potu. Tesis holds when it's a roiv, they not potu. So now the shayla is lefi tesis. The roiv is chayev. What? What? Because lefi tesis be'etzem. Every one of them has a roiv that is chayev. Here we say in Be'etzem, call even when it's a roiv, if it's not bottled, they're potu. So b'meile, without the din that they can be mevatelim to become chayev, they're potu. So b'meile, they can be mevatelim. If it tastes, even if it's no bitul, but they're roiv. So we go bas a roiv, they're chayev. They're chayev. So again, as they tied at Rebbe Elchanan. So b'chay gavna we don't say bitu. B'chay gavna we don't say bitu. Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll start tesis dibur amaschil poiter. Be'ez Hashem.